Technology's fantastic, isn't it? I was just this morning looking through. I've got a stash of old files on the computer because a few months ago I went through my old ailing, dying desktop PC and removed things from it that were just sitting there and sorted out and deleted stuff I didn't need anymore, because I figured if I didn't do it soon, I would never have a chance to. So I went through it and deleted it. I was just looking at some of the sound files. So I've got them by picture, by video, by type, by sound, document, etc. So I was looking in the sounds folder earlier today, and there was a 20-minute long clip of when I did a radio audio diary of a trip to Silverstone 1 year. And it was brilliant. I loved it. Not brilliant, probably, for the listener. I will splice it into 5-minute segments and put it on audio booth for the world to hear in due course. However, for now it sits in my sounds file folder on my computer. It's just brilliant for me to cast. It took me back. I recorded it all nearly in my car, travelling there. The idea didn't take off once I got there. I was a bit more concentrating on things like drinking and having fun than getting the dictaphone out, because it was a dictaphone. It wasn't audio booth. This is an app on my phone. I'm going to record this and it'll upload it itself, which is brilliant. And I just, like, it makes me wonder what things, because I used to think, when on my website wasn't popular, it was niche. People who knew me read it and enjoyed it. But if you were a stranger browsing the internet and happened to come across it, you probably wouldn't subscribe to it, because it doesn't have that level of interest in it. But I was always striving to make new content in different ways, so I thought an audio diary would go down well. However, to get it at the time, this is 2005 race, I think, so 5 years ago. I had to get out a dictaphone. I had to come home and get a wire out of the dictaphone into my PC and record it using Sound Recorder, and then encode it into MP3 and upload it to the interweb. Now I just get Audio Boo out and press record, and then once I've finished pressing record, it says upload, and I don't even know if it says that. I can't remember. It might just do it, which is brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So audio, I enjoyed the audio. I mean, that then became video, and my video blogging started, but that's largely doing what I do now, which is walking and talking, but filming the route as I go. The fact that I'm walking down Wellesley Road in Sutton doesn't really mean much. The scenery you would have seen me talking today, not really that interesting. Certainly not relevant to what I'm saying. Doesn't mean I'll stop doing that, because in the same way, I'm conscious that I like doing things like this and writing reports of what I'm doing on my blog and stuff, because that means in the future I can read it myself and remind myself of what I was doing. Because I look for all the pictures I took at uni and the website and stuff that existed back then, and it was brilliant, because for every event there was photographic memories. And then it stopped. I left university and I kind of stopped taking pictures as much. And so I have a gap in my knowledge, in my existence, in my history. I want to get back into it. Always video, audio, sounds like this, and pictures again. And Audio Boo, I know it's been around for ages, but I only just really started using it. And it definitely has a role to play. Definitely. I can only hope that this is working, because my iPhone's determined to log onto a Wi-Fi network, and every time I press cancel, the screen goes blank. But 4 minutes 36 in, so I better say goodbye, because it just cuts you off after five. This audio boo's just a wanky word, isn't it? I'm on my way to work, so I'm walking to work, and I've just shared some thoughts with you. So with 7 seconds left, I'm going to say goodbye, but, you know, I'll probably record another one before long. So bye for now.